Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amen.
I'm here, too. Yep. Hello, everyone.
Real quick edification audio for you today. We have a post. We hope you're all doing well. We have a post that we got finished. We put all of our videos and audios up from our Winter Jam so-called Christian Music Festival preach. Yep. So go there and be edified. A whole bunch of videos, a whole bunch of audios, preaching the gospel, exposing man-made religion, calling our neighbors to repentance.
Right. And I was just going to throw in there, you might see a whole bunch of videos.
Yep.
Sometimes you see a lot of videos on some posts, and then sometimes you'll see less videos.
We do that on purpose.
Audios. Yeah, because we were talking about it. Like the so-called Christian events, we do a lot more videos because we're hoping maybe somebody inside there might see themselves,
right,
and maybe it'll be a conviction. Somebody searching on the internet might see the folly and
right,
then be warned about it.
Yeah, and it's more truth going
things
out, more,
yeah, lots
more
of
gospel
truth
preaching, more scriptures being preached. So we like to put more videos of that up because it exposes, we'd like to expose man-made religion. We're really not about exposing the world. The world is the world.
Right.
To them, we preach the gospel to them. We want to expose the false religion and the churchianity systems.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So check out that link of Winter Jam Exposed.
I think you'd be very edified.
Yep.
And
yeah.
You see the real truth of it all. And hopefully it helps somebody out there that's on the edge of trying to figure out what's
amen
going on and what's wrong in their church. And maybe
amen,
they'll
amen
be helped out.
What else you got for us today, Sister Robin?
Real quick, this morning we're in a place, one of our parking spots that we get to park at. And sometimes you and I go and we'll be having an opportunity to witness to people because it's kind of a busy area. And today, an old lady and an old man, both with walkers, went walking by. And I smiled at him. And the woman, she didn't smile at me, but the old man, he smiled. And he pushed his walker right over to me and he said, "Would you like to pick a piece of candy?" And he had three homemade cloth bags full of candy. And I said, "Thank you, but no thank you. I'm good, thank you. But here, let me give you something even better than that." And I gave him a gospel card. And he smiled. I don't know, he was really smiling, like something different about his day
yeah
went on, you know. So
that was nice.
And then he took it and he walked off. So it
awesome
was just a nice, heartwarming way to start the day. An old,
we get
old
to
man
meet,
getting the gospel.
We get to meet a lot of people out here.
Yeah, we do. And then I was also thinking and being thankful tonight. I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5:18. "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You know, oftentimes it's really easy to give thanks every day in a lot of the things that are going on that you're really thankful for. Sometimes you got to dig a little deeper. Like, there was a sewer guy not too far from us when we
yeah
pulled in for our nightly parking. And I told myself, I'm going to be thankful for this parking spot, even though
it was stinky,
almost unbearable.
I thought we were next to a pig farm.
I know. It kind of made me laugh. But
it went away, though.
It did. Yeah, we knew it was only going to be for a period of time.
Amen.
So just some encouragement, sisters. Remember, be thankful in everything.
Yep.
There's always something to look for.
Everything means
in
everything.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just had one more little note here. We when we go out and we street preach, oftentimes the police get called on us, and lately
we're always peaceful and legal.
Yeah. We're in a town and it's like almost every single police officer was very kind, very welcoming, very neutral, very approving of free speech, what do you want to call that? They were just like
fair.
Yeah, fair. Yeah,
yeah.
Very fair on it.
Saying, nobody
yeah
questioned why we were
you
doing
know
it.
Yeah, they just had a really nice attitude about it.
Yeah.
So we wrote up some thank you cards, and we send them, when we get like exceptional police officers,
yep,
we send them a thank you letter.
Yep.
And it's just a good way to show, just thank them anyway. Galatians,
live at peace with all men.
Yeah, and then this one too, Galatians 6:10. "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men."
Yep.
That's that as well, especially unto they who are of the household of faith.
Amen.
So
yeah,
we want to do that with all.
Send the gospel and send them something to bless them, and hopefully that'll go deep in them.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
You might remember the kindness and a
yeah, you never know.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Today we jumped on and gathered, and up in the Ecclesia gathering area, there is, well, first of all, Brother Koo and I sat in a marketplace, and we went over just, we kind of winged it, and we went over Proverbs 1. I thought that was pretty awesome. And there's an audio, of him and I going over Proverbs 1. Check that out. And then I did a teaching on elders and non-elders getting publicly rebuked. Brother Ku did a study on disowning yourself.
Yeah.
And Brother Zelos brought a study on baptism. So those are all going to be in the Ecclesia gathering area. So check those out. They'll bless you.
Yeah, amen. Definitely. I was just thinking of something that might make my sister smile. So we're at the marketplace. Before we went to the marketplace, we were at a park and we were working online, getting the videos uploaded and stuff. And before we left, we took a little walk and saw an alligator in the water.
We saw a 2-foot alligator. It's the closest we've come to a wild alligator. He was like 3 feet from us.
Yeah.
He's only 2 feet long.
Yeah, and it was just a really pretty area. We just walked for a few minutes and then we headed into the marketplace to finish up our post. Because they had a lot of videos and the internet was starting to get slow, so we wanted to go somewhere. So we got that all finished, and I wanted to go for a little walk, and there was a grocery store around the corner there, just through the parking lot. So I told Brother Tupas I was going to go over there and see about giving out some gospel cards, which a couple of them went out. And I found a little surprise.
Oh, yeah.
And I grabbed it. You sisters are going to smile on this.
It was tasty.
I got it, and I text Brother Tupos. I said, I'm on my way back, and I hurried back. It was, like I said, it was just across the parking lot, and I brought it in where the brothers were. They had started their Proverbs 1 talk, and Brother Tupos stopped it for then. And I put the bag on the table, and what was in it?
Oh, big, giant, breaded onion rings.
Yeah, they were cooked in the little deli area.
Delicious.
It was incredibly such a cheap price, and we were all just...
I haven't had onion rings in years.
I know. Brother said that, too, and neither have I, so yeah.
That was really tasty.
It was nice to be able to bless the brothers with a simple little thing like
that. Yeah,
that
was nice. Nice surprise, Astronomy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anything else for us tonight before we close? And I have a scripture verse at the end.
I'm just thankful for all things. I'm thankful for all the saints who strive on, who stand fast, who just keep pressing on for the glory of God.
Amen.
Because he is worthy.
We got to fight through a lot of things, and we have to keep patiently enduring. Patience means endure. We got to keep patiently enduring every day.
Amen. Yeah. I do have a scripture verse too.
Go for it.
I have 1 Peter 1:18-19. For as much as you know that you were not received with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received from traditions of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Yeah.
And just reading that last sentence there really, like, sobers you, doesn't it?
Yeah, don't trample the precious blood of Christ.
No, we
like
don't
those in
that.
The churchianity system do. I got Proverbs 2:1-7. My son, if thou will receive thy words and hide thy commandments in thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, searchest for her as hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk upright. I like that.
Amen.
Buckler.
Yeah.
A strong strength around your midsection. God's a buckler. I like that how it says God is a giver of knowledge. The Lord, it says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. We were talking about that today with the brothers, discernment, how to learn how to discern. So that kind of ties right into it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's book will be a sunny day. We haven't had one for a while.
What?
And we're headed back by Brother Zelos, and he's working on his van. He's got a van project, so me and Brother Kuo are going to go help him. And
that'd be good.
Sister will hang out with her sister for a while. And so
what will I do there?
What will you do?
To get a water spigot.
Oh, yeah, wash clothes.
There's always some clothes to wash.
And hopefully we get the van project and everything done, and then we'll be headed down the road to somewhere for this weekend. Don't know where yet, so...
We'll find out. But the Lord knows.
What's that?
The Lord knows.
Oh, yeah, we will find out, and the Lord knows. And we're always excited to see where we're going to go.
Amen.
What we're going to do, who we get to witness to.
Yep.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Hope that edified you. Check out all those resources at the Ecclesia Gathering area, and make sure that you are always sharpening your discernment if you claim to be a child of God. If you don't sharpen your discernment, it's like a dull knife in your drawer. What good is it?
Yeah.
It's
check
not good.
It out.
All right. We love you all. Seek the kingdom.
Amen. May God be praised.